I have a number of concerns, both personally, but also for the town of Johnston and the state of Rhode Island. You know, me personally, I think that having houses right here, which are directly upslope from me, you know, there's a lot of chemicals and debris from both the building process and residents living there, and that has the potential to run off, especially if there's increased impermeable surfaces in a development, roads, driveways, things like that, has the potential to have all that runoff travel onto my property and affect my soil quality and affect my ability to grow the food and use the land the way that I bought it to be used. So the way that it's currently zoned and the way that I want to use it, I feel like that would hinder my ability to do that. Like you can see right there, it's directly down slope. And then if you keep going, you know, through my property, right where that tree line is, that's where the tributary of the Wenasquatucket River watershed is. So furthermore, you know, goes to my soil, but then could go into the watershed. So there's a water quality issue. And there's a lot of information about like the different chemicals from lawn fertilizers that increase certain, you know, levels of things in the water and you know, how that affects the wildlife and the water quality. I just don't know all those things. So I mean, so personally, that's a big thing, and no matter how much an engineer developing a property can say that, you know, that we've created these conceptual designs to prevent, you know, additional surface runoff, anything additional to what's currently, you know, happening. You know, I don't want to take that risk as someone who's growing food for my family right next to them. And then additionally, if this zoning is changed, so if this goes from R20 to R10, I just think that it sets a major precedent in Johnston and in the state potentially, but in Johnston that says, oh, well, you know, this farm was able to change their zoning so they could develop. So if a farmer is interested or doesn't know what to do with their land or knows that that's an option, and that they could, you know, they could rezone and develop their property. I just think that that sets a precedent in the system that, you know, it's a domino effect from there. And then just, you know, the farmland preservation and the food security issues that affect, you know, our state, that affect the region. I just think it's one in a number of farms that are being lost and nobody's paying attention. They see it as one thing that passes through the system versus something that's part of a greater system at play and a huge epidemic of farmland being lost.